Hello, everybody. This week's Parshios are Matos Masai. We're going to be focusing on Parshios Matos. So Parshios Matos, of course, falls right after Parshios Pinchas. And Pinchas, of course, is the Gibor Chayil, who stood up and killed Zimri and Cosby when they were sinning publicly. The prince from the tribe of Shimon with the Midianite princess, they were sinning publicly. And in Parshios Matos, Hashem commands Moshe that the Bnei Yisrael should take vengeance from the Midianim. And the Pasuk says, Perek Lamed Aleph, we're finishing Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, by the Ber Hashem El Moshe Lema, Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Nikom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Me'es HaMidianim, take vengeance for the children of Israel from the Midianim, Achar Te'asef El Amecha, and afterwards you'll be brought unto your people. So in other words, this is the last sort of Mechames Mitzvah, let's say, that Moshe had to do, because after Matos Masai, we have the 40-day soliloquy of Moshe Rabbeinu and Devarim, and then he is going to die. So they have to go to battle. Why do they have to go to battle? Because of the sin, of the lewdnessness of the Midianite woman, that they seduced the Jewish man, the Israelite man. Pasuk Beis, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Vayedaber Moshe Ela Am Leimer. Moshe spoke to the nation, saying, Hey Chalitzu Me'itchem Anashim Letzava, arm for yourself, choose for yourself men who are going to go to the battle, to the army, Viyu Am Midian, Laseis Nikmas Hashem, B'Midian, they will be against Midian, to inflict God's vengeance against Midian. How many do you appoint? Aleph Lamata, 1,000 from a tribe, 1,000 for a tribe, V'chol Matos Yisrael, for all the tribes of Israel, Tishlichu Letzava, you should send them to the army. And they were delivered from the thousands of the children of Israel, 1,000 from each tribe, 12,000 armed men for the army. That's Pasuk Hey. Vayimasu me'alfe Yisrael alef lamata, shneim asar alef chalutzei tzava, vayishachos of Moshe alef lamata letzava, and Moshe sent them 1,000 per tribe for the army, as Pinchas ben Elazar ben Akoin letzava, and Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Akoin, he who started the vengeance against Midian by killing Zimri and Cosby, would lead the battle, and they sent Klei HaKodesh, the holy vessels, v'chatzotzot, and the trumpets, hachua, the chatzotzot, a blasting, in his hand, and they go against Midian and they fight the battle. Okay, I want to quote from the Sefer. It is called Pninim al HaTorah by Rabbi A. Al Sheinbaum, 11th series. And he quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says as follows. The Medrash discusses the number of soldiers who went out to battle. According to one point of view, each tribe sent 2,000 men, while the other view contends that each tribe sent 3,000 men. The men were divided into three groups. 12,000 were soldiers who fought in battle. 12,000 were in charge of the various vessels and weapons. 12,000 were there to pray. Now, this is a very interesting teaching of the Medrash. You have three groups of soldiers. You have the groups who are in charge of the various vessels and weapons. We saw the Pasuk even said, where is it? It was right here. Uklei HaKodesh v'chatzotot tachua biyado. So they had to take the Klei Kodesh and the Chatzotot with them when they went out to battle. So the Medrash says, one group is in charge of the various vessels and weapons. The other group is those who've actually fought the battle, the people who went out to the front, the people who fought the war. And the third group were there, says the Medrash, to pray. We wonder why there was a need to have an equal number of men designated specifically for prayer. This was a Mechames Mitzvah, Hashem's war. He commanded the Bnei Yisrael to wage war on the Midianim, to avenge what had been done to the Jewish people, to cleanse the world and his nation of this abominable nation. Why would prayer be a factor in their success? So, or I'm going to say, maybe you could just say you have a few people davening. You should have the majority of people in battle, the majority of the other half of the majority with vessels and weapons, and you have a few people praying in the corner, and everyone else should go to war. But no, the Medrash teaches you have an equal number of people in charge of the vessels and weapons. And so let's say the tank cleaners and the gunners and the those who get the airplane ready for takeoff. And then you have actually those who are fighting. And then you have the equal amount praying. So he quotes Rav Chatzkel the great Rav Chatzkel Lavenstein Zatzal. Rav Chatzkel Lavenstein derives from here that tefillah prayer is weaponry. It is the ammunition of the Jewish people. We do not fight with guns and planes. We fight with prayer. We even know, famously, that Yitzchak declared when Yaakov came in Toldos Peruchav Zayin Bereishis for the brachos, Yitzchak famously said, "Hakol kol Yaakov vayadayim de'esav." Hakol kol Yaakov is the destiny of Am Yisrael. We come ele berachav ve'ele basusim peruchav tilm v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nezker. Ele berachav, they go al berachav b'susim with chariots and horses. V'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nezker. We may have to do our hishtadlus, and we may at times need chariots and horses, but we always go out with shem Hashem Elokeinu Nezker, with the name of God on our lips, with prayer and tefillah. Says Rav Chatzkel Lavenstein, we fight with prayer. Without the prayer of Kal Yisrael, the guns and the planes are worthless. This is consistent with Rashi's commentary to 31:8 here in Bamidbar, Lamed Aleph Ches, and Bilam, the son of Ba'ar, they killed with the sword. The pasuk tells us, we actually stopped quoting the pasukim right before that pasuk. So the next pasuk says, Ves Manchi Midjan Hargu Achal Aleim, Es Evi, Ves Rekam, Ves Tzur, Ves Chur, Ves Rava, Chameshus Manchi Midjan, Ves Bilam Ben Ba'ar, Hargu Becherem, the famous Bilam who had the prophecy, and Bilam who told King Balak to get the woman to seduce the Jewish men. So going back to the Sefer Pninim Ala Torah, on that Pasuk, Rashi says, Bilam came against the Jewish people and exchanged his craft for their craft. The Jews triumph with their mouth through prayer and supplication. Bilam seized their craft by attempting to curse them with his mouth. That's what he tried to do. What did he try to do? He tried to bring klalos upon the people. They too, therefore, came against him and exchanged their craft for the craft of the nations who come with sword. So in this instance, they came against him with sword. But generally, we go with tefillah. I'll read you the Lashon of Rashi inside. Hu ba al Yisrael vehechlif manuso ba'amunasam. He, Bilam, came against Israel. He exchanged his craft with their craft. What is his craft? His craft is supposed to be the sword. Our craft is supposed to be the mouth. Bilam came to curse with his mouth. She'ein notzchim ela befihem. Oh, the Israelites, Am Yisrael, only triumph with their mouth. Al yedei tefila ubakasha. It's a quote of Rashi to Bamidbar. This sedra, Matos, Lamed Aleph Ches, She'ein notzchin ela befihem al yedei tefila ubakasha. So the tanks, the chariots, the horses, the soldiers, that's doing our practical ishtadlus. But without koach of tefillah that accompanies practical ishtadlus, we cannot be successful. Ubahu, and this one, Bilam, came, v'tafas umanusam. He grabbed their craft, l'kalam b'fiv, to curse them with his mouth. Avheim ba'u alav, therefore they came to him now, v'chlifu umanusam ba'umanos ha'umos. And so they switched their craft, meaning Am Yisrael switched their craft for the craft of the nations. Now, this time they came with sword. That's why Rashi is explaining the pasuk says ve'es bilam ben ba'ar hargu b'charef. Why does he need to tell me they killed him b'charef? Something I stress all the time in my teachings, all the time, is that every single word in Chumash is significant. Just tell me they killed Bilam. Why did he tell me they killed him b'charef, with sword? Furthermore, in the olden days, they didn't have grenades, they didn't have tanks, they didn't have guns. So how would they kill him? Of course they killed him b'charef. No, come specifically to say charef. The word seems to be, it's really charef, if you look at the pasuk, charef, b'charef. The word seems to be superfluous, but it's coming to tell you specifically that in this instance, we used his craft, mida keneged mida, because in the last suga, the last sedra, he used our craft and Parshas Balak. But generally, our craft is, what does Rashi say? She'ein notzchim ela b'fihem alidei tefila ubakasha. Our victory comes through tefila. Therefore, Rav Chatzko Lavenstein explains, when the Medrash says you need three groups of soldiers, you need those who are fighting the battle, you need those who are maintaining the vessels and weapons, and you need those who are there to pray, and each group has an equal number of people, because the prayers are just as important as the hishtadlus, meaning going out to battle, and if anything, the prayers are the foundation of the hishtadlus. The nations of the world live and die with conventional weaponry. The Jewish people resort to the power invested in their mouths, the power of prayer. Furthermore, Nachlas Tzvi notes, so great is the significance of prayer that the number of soldiers designated to pray was the same as the number of soldiers selected for battle. This teaches us not to attribute any greater distinction to the ones who go to battle than the ones who pray. Of course, they must be given the greatest respect, admiration, and appreciation for all their efforts. It is they who are laying down their lives on the battlefield for our people. They are in constant danger. They're risking their lives on our behalf. Yet we quickly forget that our power lies in our ability to reach and communicate with the Ribono Shel Olam through prayer and supplication. Just as one cannot do battle without soldiers, and clearly, as the Medrash says, just as one cannot do battle with those who maintain the vessels of war, so too one cannot triumph without those who pray. And such is the koach of tefillah, to turn the tide of the battle, to turn the war to the victory of Am Yisrael. It's a fascinating medrash here from Parshas Matos. It reminded me very much of what Yaakov Avinu says on his deathbed. Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed, right at the end of Perek Mem Ches, he blesses Ephraim and Menasha. Yesimcha Elokim ke Ephraim v'che Menasha. Okay, and then he says to Yosef, "Anina salti dechashchem echad alechecha." You may remember the pasuk; it's the last pasuk in Perek Mem Ches and Bereishis. And I give you Shchem echad, an extra portion over your brothers. And Rashi says, "What do you mean, an extra portion over your brothers? Shchem echad alechecha, Shchem mamish. I'm giving you the city of Shchem. He ti alecha will be for you chelak echad yaseir alechecha, an extra portion over your brothers." So Yosef gets an extra portion. And if you look at the end of Sefer Yoshua, Atzmos Yosef are finally buried in his portion, the end of Yoshua Perek Dalet. Okay? So then Yaakov says, "V'anino sati l'chashchem echad alechecha." I give you an extra portion over your brothers. How did I win this extra portion? Asher lakachti miyad ha'emori b'char b'yu b'kashti. That I took from the hands of the Amorites with my sword and my bow. V'charbi b'kashti, so Rashi says, "K'shahargu Shimon v'Levi es'an shchei Shchem niskansu." Okay, when Shimon and Levi killed the people of Shchem, everyone in the surrounding environment gathered around to do battle with Yaakov. Yaakov girded himself with weapons of war and he went to fight. Very interesting. We don't see anywhere in the Chumash that Yaakov Avinu actually went to fight with any of the inhabitants of the land. That's certainly not Pesha. But then Rashi says, a different Pesha, Davar Acher, Shalakachti Biyad Amri Bicharbi Bakashti. How was I successful against my enemies? Yaakov Avinu says, Oh, Zukt Rashi, Hi Chachmasi Usfilasi. This means my wisdom and my prayer. Yaakov is on his deathbed and he's saying to Yosef at Tzaddik, if you want to always be successful over the enemies who surround you, what do you need? One chachma and two tefila, wisdom and prayer. And of course, it's a famous Targum Unkus. Targum Unkus famously says here, okay, Dinisavis miyada de emora'a bitzilosi uviva usi. Targum Unkus famously says as well that I took this extra portion from the hands of the Amori with my prayer and my supplication. Becharbi ubakashti, with my sword and my bow. I'm quoting one short paragraph from Rav Salvechik. The Targum translates these two words, my sword and my bow, as tsulason uvavu uson, in the sense of prayer. There is no record, says Rav Salvechik, of Jacob having done battle with the Amorites. So when he says that I took with my sword and my bow, Targum Unkus says it's my prayer and my supplication. Because the Rav says we don't see anywhere in the Chumash that he did battle with the Amori. The distinction between the sword and the bow, says the Rav, is the sword is used for close combat, while the bow and arrow is used by the archer at a distance. Correspondingly, this corresponds to two types of prayer. The first type of prayer, bitzilosi, correspondingly, is our prayer for immediate personal needs. That is like the sword for close combat. So therefore, tzilosi is prayer for our immediate personal needs, wisdom, health, and sustenance. However, bibausi, supplication, is like the bow and arrow, prayers that relate to Jewish destiny and the ultimate redemption. We have two types of prayers. We daven for our immediate needs, for ourselves and for our families. That's like the sword, the things that are an immediate environment. And then we also have prayers like the bow and arrow over a distance the archer shoots them. We daven for those Jews who are far away from us as well and for other people's needs. And that is what we learn, one of the things, one of the many, many things we learn from Parshas Matos, that when Moshe assembled an army for war, you need a group to maintain the vessels of war. You need a group to go out to the battlefield. But don't forget, you need an equal number of soldiers who are engaged in prayer. Why? Hakol kol Yaakov v'yadayim de Esav, Ela baracha ve'ela basusim v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. I wish everyone a beautiful day and be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom, and chazak chazak, v'nitchazek kol tov, and thank you to all.